This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, all this week on Cross Hope, the first message in a new series from the New Testament book of Ephesians. We're in chapter 1, where the Apostle Paul mentions that we're adopted into the family of God. The word adoption is going to take on a whole new meaning in your life when you hear what we share this morning in this part of the message. God bless you as you listen. I want to explain to you about adoption for a minute. We're going to kind of leave that up on screen. You know what? That says adoped. Did anybody catch that? We left out the T. Some of you are adoped, I'm sure, this morning. We need to change that for second service. I didn't catch that till now. Adoption means that because of what Christ accomplished on the cross, you are a part of the family of God. That's interesting. Adoption means that because of what Jesus Christ accomplished on the cross, you are a part of the family of God. I never understood the implications of adoption until I read a commentary by William Barclay of Scotland, who explains the Roman procedure for adoption. This is mind-boggling. I want you to listen to what he says. The ritual of adoption in biblical times, New Testament times, was very impressive. It was carried out by a symbolic sale in which copper and scales were used. It's interesting, people steal copper today, but this is what was used. Twice, the real father sold his son. Biological father sold his son, and twice he symbolically bought him back. Finally, he sold him for a third time, and the third sale, he did not take him back. After this, the adopting father had to go to the praetor, P-R-A-E-T-O-R, one of the principal Roman magistrates, and plead the case for the adoption. And only after all this had been gone through was the adoption complete. But listen to this, but when the adoption was complete, it was complete indeed. The person who had been adopted had all the rights of a legitimate son in his new family and completely, listen to this, lost all rights in the old family. The person who had been adopted had all the rights of a legitimate son in the new family, lost all his rights in his old family. In the eyes of the law, he was a new person. So new was he that even all debts and obligations connected with his previous family were canceled and abolished as if they had never existed. I've got some volunteers to be adopted right now, don't we? Get rid of your debts. And then listen to what Barclay says. This is what Paul says that God has done for us. We were absolutely in the power of sin and of the world, and God, through Jesus, took us out of that power into his power. And that adoption cancels and wipes out the past, and we are made new. We have passed from the family of the world and of evil into the family of God, and maybe that gives you a new appreciation for the word adoption spiritually, that everything out of the past is gone and everything is made new because I've been adopted. And how much more true is it to say, I have been adopted into the family of God because of what Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, accomplished on the cross. Well, today on Cross Hope, 4 words that can change your life: chosen, adopted, redeemed, and forgiven. All 4 words come together and flow together to make you a changed man or a changed woman because of Christ, not because of anything you've done or I've done, but because of everything Jesus accomplished on the cross. We conclude this message tomorrow. Our website is crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.